If we want things to stay as they are, things will have to change, Giuseppe Tomasi di Lampedusa wrote in his famous novel, The Leopard. As we move further into 2021 and impatiently await the increased freedoms that vaccines will give us, our focus as an institute is shifting away from crisis management to planning for the future. We have to make decisions that will ensure the London Institute of Banking and Finance is well placed to continue to provide outstanding education, both for young people who want to work in financial services and for those progressing in their careers. What will this education provision look like? A critical factor will be the deployment of effective learning technology. The pandemic has accelerated the move towards online learning across all educational institutions. To date, the variation in quality is as wide as it is in the face-to-face environment. An hour of PowerPoint slides is tedious, whether in the classroom or on Zoom. To be successful in a virtual environment, academics need to look to the work of the rising stars of the education world, content editors, and the designers of online learning. They aim to turn course content, which was traditionally centered on the lecture or textbook, into a compelling, engaging learning experience. At its best, the relationships between academics and technologists can deliver outstanding results. What of the content itself? When universities were first founded, books were precious objects locked in libraries. Lecturers read them aloud to make them accessible. Now almost any content can be accessed at the click of a button, which is just as well. The pace of change in financial services means companies have to recruit people with skills and aptitudes different to those they sought even just a few years ago. They also require up-to-date technical knowledge. Learning materials that support their staff must be relevant and regularly refreshed. In theory, a program that is entirely digital and developed in a modular way should facilitate this. All students can expect a baseline of effective teaching and learning, but subject knowledge is not enough. Universities have to help students with attributes such as flexibility, adaptability, and resilience. For us, this may mean partnering with other organizations that specialize in developing soft skills.
This was a short extract from the February 2021 edition of Financial World. The article was entitled What Staying the Course Requires by Alex Fraser, narrated by Tidor Niadu.